It's that time again. Time to make some weekend plans because Friday is almost here. Depending on when you're listening to this, I guess maybe it is Friday or later, come to think of it. Oh, we just went down a wormhole here, but asynchronous distribution is a crazy thing, right, Rachel?
Absolutely.
It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast, whenever you happen to be hearing it. This is the podcast for the weekend of August 15th, 2014, and as is so often the case, there are many choices, many options for you to entertain and amuse yourself. Here with a little bit of assistance to help you sort through all of it and make some plans that you'll be happy with is Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel, welcome
back.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great.
Any new injuries to report? Have you hurt yourself in any interesting comical ways lately?
No. I fell when I was over in Italy, but it's pretty much par for the course for me. I actually did verify this with my doctor, that people are just inherently more clumsy.
And in Italy?
Well, I think with a bottle of wine, that probably doesn't hurt.
Well, those are correlated, I think.
But I did confirm with my doctor that people just inherit the clumsy gene. And I think as I get older, it just gets worse.
I see. I thought you were going to say that your doctor explained to you that research shows people who drink wine get clumsier.
I don't even think that that's researched. I think that that's just
kind of
proven. Yeah, it's if I have anything like that, I probably will fall. And even stone cold sober, I probably will fall at some point.
So. It happens.
It happens.
You're not the only clumsy one around here.
Okay, good.
What's on your agenda for this week, Rachel?
So, surprise, surprise. See, I was thinking about this earlier, and there's a beer fest going on. And I don't know if I just like beer, if Pittsburgh just likes beer, or
I think yes and yes.
Yeah, because there's
beer is good.
There's beer things going on every single week, which is not a bad thing.
That's a good thing. That's
yes.
That's one of the best things about Pittsburgh in my
view. I agree. I totally agree. So we have Local Fest, which is at Bocktown. So Bocktown, if you've never been, they have two locations in Minaka and at Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been, this is a great local restaurant / not brewery, but place that carries
like a very solid beer bar.
Yes, very solid beer bar. So they're known for their burgers, mm-hmm. but they are also known for their brews.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this local fest. This is the 6th annual one, and it's going on all week into the weekend. So hopefully you got your taste of it this week. But if not, it does go until Sunday. And so what they're doing is they're having local breweries take over and do different programs. So just looking at the schedule right now, I've talked about them before, but the Brew Gentlemen are going to be there on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a good one. And if you've not been to the Brew Gentlemen, this is probably a good opportunity, especially if you live in the South area.
Right.
Because Brew
it's hard
Gentlemen
to get over to Braddock for some people, maybe.
Yeah, you don't want to go through a tunnel, cross a bridge. Scary things.
Oh, forget it.
Scary things. You can head there on Friday. Or on Saturday, they're going to be having a Bloom Brew, which I've never heard of.
They must be new.
I know. There's so many.
I can't keep up.
Every week, there seems to be another one. I want to go to the April one in Carnegie. I heard that one's a new good one. It's like a meadery cider.
Oh, okay.
In Carnegie. So put that on your list.
Mead and cider.
Mead, cider. Yes.
Mead, cider combined.
Oh, gosh.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not educated enough to know, but I'll try both.
I would drink that.
Okay.
Mead blended with cider? Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever. So check out the local brews at Bocktown in Minaka or in Robinson this weekend, and you can get the full schedule by going to Yelp and then going to their webpage.
Nice.
Or you can switch up the beer for ice cream on Sunday.
Or you can put them together and make a beer float.
Oh my gosh, you know who has beer ice cream at Sharp Edge?
I thought you were going to say Yingling.
What? Yeah, and they sell it.
No, but Sharp Edge does a beer ice cream combo.
Yes. I want to say they have – I've had it at events. I want to say that they have to have it on the menu at some point. But maybe if enough people ask for it, they'll bring it out in the restaurant. But it was surprisingly good.
So it's got to be like some kind of like vanilla stout and something.
I was very pleasantly surprised. It was very good.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you're ever around Sharp Edge, maybe request that they'll have some in the back.
Is it your belief that that's on their regular menu, or was that some kind of crazy one-off?
It is my belief that it may appear at times, but not consistently. So we'll have to research that. But they've had it at events before that I've been to, and it's
so
delicious.
So show up at Sharp Edge and drop Rachel's name.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get some ice cream. Right. It's very good. They might not like me for that. But you can head to the Presley Ridge's annual ice cream fun day at the zoo. It's on Sunday, and get your fill of ice cream, which I am totally into. And the one thing that I think is cool is you can buy for $35 a platinum spoon, and you get to skip the lines and go right to the front and have your golden ticket / your golden spoon.
What's the pass where I can just stick my head in the bucket?
I know.
Just like face down in a trough of ice cream.
I think that's called rude, but you know.
Surely there is some nonprofit that will accept my donation at a suitable level where I can get away with that.
Perhaps.
Right?
Well, I mean,
that's what the nonprofit economy is all about.
If you are thinking about that, you are in a good place because it is a zoo. So it's like animal behavior.
There you go. Fit right in.
So the good thing is, for $25, you get an entrance into the zoo for adults and ice cream. So you can go and check out the animals and my favorite, like I said, the meerkats, and get all you can eat ice cream, which sounds amazing. A stomach ache probably will happen later, but it'll be totally worth it.
It's the price you pay.
Yeah, it's the price you pay. And then, if you haven't had your fill of ice cream, you can head over to Heartwood Acres, which is – it's a really nice outdoor venue for – they have a whole series all summer that you can check out that's concert series, and they're all free.
And they do fireworks and all that kind
they
of stuff.
They do everything. I think they did the Pyro Fest this year, and they do the concert – like the symphonies out there. They have a lot of major bands. I think – I want to say Macy Gray was just out there maybe. But yeah, they have a ton of different people out there. But the ballet does this performance, and ballet's close to my heart because I used to work there. Mm-hmm. But they do this free performance once a year, and it kind of kicks off their season. And they'll do three little snippets, and you'll get to get a taste of the ballet. So have you ever seen a ballet, Josh?
I've seen a ballet.
Okay.
I've never seen a ballet outdoors, though.
Okay, it's really cool.
So I think this could only be good.
So bring a picnic.
Yeah, you can bring your beer and your ice cream, right?
I don't know if they allow beer, per se, but
you
they
didn't hear
allow.
That from us, then.
You do allow.
Bring your beer.
You can get some ice cream, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe the beer and the ice cream.
Well, I think that's the application of the beer ice cream combo. Is you can sort of Trojan horse it in there.
It's like you don't need a flask.
No.
Just bring your beer
a
ice,
tub
cream.
Of ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can get, they have sorbet at, talking about meaderies, at Arsenal Cider House. They have a spiked sorbet that they make with their cider. Yeah, that you can get.
That's ingenious.
I know, it's delicious. On a hot summer day, it's awesome.
You know, our civilization may be in decline at a larger level, but I think we're living in a golden age of like alcohol-based confections.
It's true.
Times have never been better if you want to eat candy or junk food and also get a little buzzed at the same time.
It's totally true, and I'm 100% behind it and support it. So lots of things to do, lots of ice cream to be had, lots of brews to be boozed up, and you got your whole weekend set.
Sounds good. Rachel, thanks again.
Thanks.
And that should just about do it for this week. A few options, a few ideas to get you going for making your weekend plans. If there's anything we missed, by all means, give us a shout and let us know about an event that you're planning or that you've heard tell of that maybe we didn't get to. Maybe if you're thinking ahead, you can let us know about something that's happening on an upcoming weekend. We'd love to help you spread the word. Get in touch via Twitter at 905WESA. Rachel Carlson can be found at Yelp Pittsburgh. You can tweet me at WESA Josh. And if you're looking for more information on any of the events we talked about, why not consult the show notes? They can be found on our website at WESA.FM. Thanks to Reed Carter, who does web production for this project. Thanks also to Josh Mobley, who's on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music, and Select Tracks Music for providing our theme music. And we'll be back next week with another download of the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Until then, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.